One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
I got a friend now. First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hey, guys. I know.
Well, sorry. I'm so sorry.
I know. But either, please, it's been exam season. It's been grad season. So much has happened and we're going to catch you guys up. So, I'm sorry, okay? Anyway, it's episode 93. And we're excited to be back.
Yes, sir. We're back. Where have we been, really? So, for those of you guys that follow me on anything, it was grad week a few weeks ago. And yeah, your girl, like, officially walked and graduated. I made my first... made my first LinkedIn post.
I'm thrilled to announce.
But yeah, essentially it was grad week, so my family came over. There was a lot going on, and yeah, there was just Anu was in the heat preparing for exam season. So we were like, let's dial it. Cause you know the care package is about prioritizing your mental health. And our mental health would have suffered.
Word.
Yeah. So yeah, there's just a lot going on. In that interim, as Anu was doing her exams, I started my architecture internship. So life was just kind of packed for a second. But we've had some time to, you know, cool down and refresh. So yeah, we're going to be back in you guys' ears. I'm sure you guys are so happy to hear us here again. But yeah, it's been an interesting 3 weeks. The month of May was very big grad season. I feel like the whole month was graduation season. There's a lot going on. Up until the day before my graduation, I did not have a graduation dress, but we don't talk about that. We just threw that to the side. I also did one of the things, like I had a project. So if you guys remember a few episodes ago, I spoke about bedazzling my grad hat and I didn't realize the effort and the time that thing was going to take, but I pulled through. If you didn't see what my grad hat looked like, go to my IG. It is there. All those little diamonds. Yeah, it was me.
You guys should book her.
Book me. I'll do your grad hat. Only charging $200.
just a small fee.
But yeah, that's what's been going on with me. Anu, how was exam season,
bro? You guys, obviously, when I was in second year, it was during lockdown, so all my exams were 24 hours open book chilling. Now some unis and some courses in my uni have it worse. So this is not even me complaining like that, because the fact that some people have to go back to in-person exams is extremely scary. And also, like, why are unis making it difficult for themselves? Like, why do they want to mark handwritten essays? Like, why do you want to do that? But yeah, so I was fortunate enough to not have my exams in person, but the people have told me I'm definitely going to have theirs in person.
Yeah.
But I had, my exams were timed, so they were 3 hours. As opposed to 24 hours. And if you listen to this, you're probably thinking, oh, 3 hours is a long time. It's light work.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you have to write 2 1,000-word essays. Not when you have to write 2 750-word essays and do questions. Not when you do a degree like medical physiology. And you need
to... Yeah, did you people hear that degree?
Yeah, when your brain needs to really be tasking to write the essays. Yeah, so it was a time crunch. But I think they went okay. Like, I think they went well. So praise God. But yeah, now I'm out. Immediately I went out. I said, I'm outside now. And if I show you guys a picture of me in the peak of exam season and a picture of me now, I look so well rested, so youthful, so rejuvenated. The university tried to break my soul, but my Jesus said no.
Yeah.
But yeah, apart from that, what have I done? just went out. I got baptized actually.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Today's Monday. I got baptized yesterday on
What's
Sunday.
your baptismal name?
I didn't
Did
get
you?
one. We don't do that in the Pentecostal
Okay,
world.
good. I'm Catholic, that's
They're as
why.
Catholic. Yeah. But yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you. That was good. And then yeah, so this week, okay, you guys, this week I'm dining. I'm going to see the Queen. Beyoncé. See, Beyoncé is the only Queen of England that I recognize. And I'm
Cool.
also going to see Burna Boy, who's my fave. I'm sure you guys know who's my fave. I've seen him loads, but this is his first stadium concert, so I know it's going to be really exciting. And he had one in Paris last week that looked so good. So I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, my enjoyment starts now, guys.
Must be nice. But yeah, just even on the when you said the in-person thing, I think one thing that's definitely, I think one thing COVID has definitely changed for a lot of like people in the workforce is if you're not really giving people work from home like allowance, they're not going to take the job. Like every single thing I interviewed for, it's like, yeah, like, you know, if there's some days you want to work from home, you can. And I was like, wow, that's crazy how that's like a
It's a
new.
thing now. Yeah.
Yeah, like if an
Like
employer
jobs have to
has,
say whether they're hybrid or this one or
yeah,
that one.
like if an employer is like, oh, I need you 5 days a week, everyone's like, yeah, not for me, bruv. But
And
yeah.
as an employer in 2023, what are you doing? Unless we're working in a factory, why should we be coming to work every single day?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, that was one thing COVID kind of showed. Like, why do I need to be in the office from 9 to 5? Why? Why? Anyways, moving on to what's been going on, because a lot has happened since we've been gone. So obviously getting started with, since Anu spoke about the actual Queen of England, the fake queen was coronated a few days, not a few days, like a few weeks ago. So
You mean the
literally
king?
now what, yeah.
Do you mean the king?
King and queen consorts.
Oh yes. Also, apparently they're not going to be calling Camilla Queen Consort. They're going to be calling her the queen.
I think that's insane. I
I
think
agree.
that's insane because the one thing child the, his mother's dying wish he could not even honor. How is he going to be a good king? How? But yeah,
Spoiler alert, he's not.
Charles got coronated a few weeks ago. Shout out CNN for always giving us live coverage. Richard Quest, my favorite person on CNN, was giving us time by time. And I liked how he was like, oh, yep, it looks like Harry's on his way out. He's flying back to the airport. You didn't hear from me, but Richard Quest told us the flights he's going back on.
Don't
But yeah,
kill
Harry,
me.
yeah, he was like, DA something, something, something. But yeah, one thing I didn't like about the coronation was so Will and Andrew were in. So you guys, Will is Elizabeth's grandkid, and Andrew's Elizabeth's kid, Charles's brother. So Will and Andrew went full like military regalia, and for those of you that don't know, Andrew is like literally on trial for not on trial, but like he's been investigated for being a pedo. Like, and you had that man in whole military regalia,
The
but
royal family basically said, we support paedophiles.
literally,
Well, if you write a book about us, we're not gonna like that.
and Harry was in a suit because he wanted to move to America. Because Harry changed where he wanted to live, they said, nah, bruv, you can't wear military regalia, you must wear a suit, which I think is very disrespectful. Also, shout out to Meghan for putting her foot down. I was like, nah, bro, I'm just going to stay. It's my son's birthday. Like, because I don't think they were going to make any accommodations for what's their kind? Archie's. They weren't going to make any accommodations because Archie's birthday was on coronation day. Archie turned 4.
Yeah, and they didn't even, well, obviously they won't think about that because he's four, but like, come on now,
Not
Chelsea.
fair. But
It's not
yeah,
fair.
they were all there, I guess. What was I going to say? Apparently, they told Louis to go and sit. They took Louis out because apparently he was misbehaving in church.
Oh,
They said,
yes.
go and sit outside with the nanny.
And they didn't say they took him out, they said he was retired. He was
Yeah,
retired from the service.
it
Even Charles himself looked as if he wanted to sleep. When they put the crown on his head, it was as if it was too heavy for his head. He was just like,
didn't know. So the chair Charles is sitting on, there's some stone under it. I forgot what it's called. My dad was telling me about it.
And it's like this royal stone, whatever, whatever, royalty, blah, blah. And also a tweet that was like, what if as they were putting the crown on Charles, the stone broke? And I couldn't stop laughing. Because what are they going to do?
Like, I'm just even thinking, if anything went wrong in that ceremony, they'll all just be looking at themselves.
But yeah, I think Camilla is trying to keep Charles as alive for as long as she can, because she knows if Charles should die, they're saying, Auntie, your load, back to your house. One thing I think is very crazy, though, I remember watching CNN and they were saying the people that had arrived, so they'd be like, oh, Lionel Richie, Katy Perry. That's how they said Mr. Parker Bowles had just arrived. I was like, wait, Camilla's ex-husband
is at this wedding.
He's at the coronation. I said, wonderful. Great. I'm sure Camilla, that afternoon, as they went back to Buckingham Palace, anyone that called her queen consort, your head must have been cut off.
Immediately. Or if you try to call her Camilla, she'll say, oh, Tani. I'm the queen, please.
I'm the queen. Speaking about the royal family, also in a very scary parallel, apparently Harry and Meg's
were chased by paparazzi.
Yes.
What is going on, guys? You guys are gonna say I'm a conspiracy theorist right now.
No, but this is one conspiracy theory I have to believe in.
If you're thinking what I'm thinking, you're thinking what I'm thinking, because
they want to Diana Megan. If you guys go and listen back to our episode, I told you people they're trying to Diana Megan and it will not work. And I remember there was a thing, and I sent it to Annie, there was like a note that came out that Diana had wrote to her butler or something. Mm-hmm. And in the letter, I basically said, my husband is planning my accident. I said, ha! Charles and Camille, you're done, finish. But yeah.
But the thing is, though, nothing is going to happen to them.
Nothing. I don't know. Sha, Harry and Meg, just go back to LA, please, where they don't chase people. Just go back to LA. Please. Oh, we hear stories that touch.
That touch. Do you guess?
Okay, another thing that's been happening, I don't know if you guys have been on TikTok, but there was a bit of drama. So for those of you guys that know the brand Tarte, Tarte is okay. I don't really wear anything from Tarte like that because it's not
They're not black girl friendly.
Like, if you know Jackiana told us why.
And that's already their first problem.
Their first problem. I don't really black girl friendly. Like, you know, their concealer, like, I feel like if you're using a foundation shade, it's going to be like light sand. Like, it's not even going to be like aimed at you. It's not really aimed at you. So Tarte has been known on TikTok, especially for taking people on these extravagant trips. So there was one big one that they did where they took a lot of influencers like Alex, Monet and friends to, and their moms to, where was it? I think it was Turks and Caicos or something. They took them somewhere. I think in Dubai. They took them to Dubai. And then they flew them out first class. They were staying in nice places, blah, blah, blah. So then Tarte did another one where they took people to Turks and Caicos.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the influencers on the trip, Bria, a black woman, came out and was like, she didn't exactly like the conditions. Like, she kind of felt like she was, like, it was backhanded. Like, she wasn't being treated the same. So, mm-hmm. like, her room wasn't the same. They were different. Like, there was too much disparity. So, you know, like, I understand if I'm on an influencer trip and, like, Anu has 50 million followers and I'm on 1 million. Anu has the king's suite and they gave me the queen. Like, understand,
you know, things. What? I don't even... Okay, yeah, finish.
I understand things like that. It shouldn't be done. But, like, if the brand is going to do that, fair fucking enough. Because they want the person with 50 million to be like, oh, my God, whatever. But, like, you shouldn't do that. Like, if you're going to put everybody, like, you already made the effort to fly everybody out. Just make everybody the same thing. And there was another influencer I followed, Brianna Chicken Fry from fucking Boston. And she was saying, like, the shower in her room wasn't working, blah, 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 blah. And she understands where Bria is coming from. And yeah, a lot of people were kind of pissed because they were like, what the fuck, Tarte? Like, fuck is going on here? And Tarte released a statement. They were like, oh, it's not like that, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was a very, like, I don't think their PR manager was in this world, because it was a very, like, copy and paste statement about racism that they would have written, like, maybe like 5 years ago. It wasn't very accurate. So the reason why there's beef is this, there was this girl. Ah, if I swear for I am. So this girl came out. So her name is Specs and Blazers, I guess, on Instagram. And Tarte did another trip to Miami for the F1 Formula One weekend. Mm-hmm. I'd love to go to watch my husband, Charles Leclerc, but, you know, times didn't really match up, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Anyways, so they flew out a bunch of black influencers, and this girl, Specs and Blazers, and another girl, Fanita, went on TikTok basically shattering Bria's experience. So they just completely disvalued it. They were like, she's a liar, blah, 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 blah. And then the issue was,
Drama.
they were like, oh, they treated us so well. We don't really know what she's talking about. Like, completely invalidated. And the issue is, the third trip they went on and the third trip they took people on is not the same. So this Miami trip, let me put it in perspective for you guys. They didn't fly, they flew them first class with a layover. They didn't fly them first class direct. The Dubai girls, first class Emirates, straight. Flew them first class United with a layover in Atlanta. Hotel they were staying at was a Holiday Inn looking ass hotel. And this they were here fighting for the brand. Like, this is our brand. And like, whatever. Do what you want to get your bag. Don't do it at the expense of another black woman. Fine. But when the issue
Period.
came, Specs
Period.
and Blazers now came out and said, so those are the guys that know. Specs and Blazers are apparently Nigerian. I say that in quotation
Nigerian in quotes is crazy.
marks. Her name is Nike. And what lots of people didn't like was like, she was like, she's paved the way for black luxury influencers. Everyone was like, paved the way for who? Paved the way for, paved what way? Someone said she paved the yellow brick road because paved the way for who? Because how are you paving the way for people, but you only have 150K on Instagram?
She
What
should
are
be
you
F
paving
ever.
the
She should be F ever. She
way
should be F ever.
for? Like, and a lot of people were pissed because they were like, you're not even Anwar, Jackie, Aina, Alyssa, Ashley, Shalom, Black, you know, our own.
The OGs.
Said she paved the way. And everyone was kind of pissed off. And she was just very insensitive and everything. Everyone was like, you're supposedly a luxury influencer and you're here tripping over a trip to Miami. That's crazy. So you've never been to Miami in your life. But yeah.
You're selling your soul for Miami.
A lot of people came out and they were like, someone in her video, someone was like, that's Nigerians, that's just how they act. And Nigerians were not happy about that
We were just
at all.
sitting, we were
They
just
said,
chilling on our own.
please. That she's a witch. I don't know. There's a lot going on. You know, Nigerians, you know, we can insult ourselves. So I can insult Anu. But if someone, if an outsider should come and say, oh, you bloody Nigerian now, we have to scrap. have to scrap.
I was just gonna say earlier, I feel like, first of all, there's so many layers to this story. With the whole, like, okay, I on one hand, I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it that, okay, the influencers are bringing in more money, have more benefits or whatever. But then I do think if you're getting to the point where you're inviting people on a brand trip, everyone on the trip should have the same benefits. If you don't want to give everybody the same benefits, then don't invite. Like, make it okay. Everybody that's 2 million and up will come. People that are not 2 million and up, they will get gift baskets. Rather than inviting, making a mix. Rather than making a mix and then
Alice said,
treating.
give basket. She
Making
said,
it.
just send them fruits and give
You
people shit.
get. Rather than making it obvious that, yeah, we brought you here, Sha, but we don't rate you. Because that's what it's saying. Then that Specs and Blazers, that the, or those girls that were now saying, oh, it wasn't even that bad. If you like, don't stand up for your rights. This time it was first class with a layover. Next time they'll put you in the boot. Continue. Continue pandering to the white man.
No, for real. For real. Okay, the next one we have to speak about is sorrows, sorrows, prayers.
Press.
Queen Charlotte! Guy, watching Queen Charlotte, I was like, a lot of things make sense in Bridgerton now. Like, let's talk about, sorry guys, we're about to blow some serious spoilers here for you.
Spoilers, yes. If you haven't watched, like, yeah,
Just you.
skip.
Can we talk about Lady Danbury shagging the Bridgerton father?
Violet's mom. I was like, and when Violet put two and two together as well.
That's the definition of it shock you. I said, so that's the reason why they are friends. She was your father's mistress. That's why, because I was like, because when they were showing them in the show, like Violet was tiny. So I was like, how are
How did
Violet, like,
they?
exactly, how are Violet and Lady Danbury so close now? Ah, Lady Danbury's Lord Danbury, your OG Lord Danbury died
Oh
based
my God,
on.
first of all, the
Lord Danbury died based on
marital, what you do when you're married, I beg. That's what he did.
Consummation.
Consummation. And basically, Lady Danbury was seeking solace in the Bridgerton dad, which was very interesting. But let's talk about Queen Charlotte. I think it definitely shed a light on, because watching Bridgerton, we're like, is this King George like this? Why is he just incoherent, not really doing anything?
Yeah, and then there was this one time where he escaped and they were like, oh, they should get him back to his room. I was so confused, like, what happened to the guy? But it's making sense.
Yeah, and I think I think he explained a lot of things in Bridgerton. So in Bridgerton, in season one, where the Queen sat down with George, and then George asked about their daughter who had passed, and they showed us that scene. And I was like, oh, it makes sense. But Queen Charlotte tried 13 children. Oh!
Was he even 13 or was he 15, sir?
15.
Based on, and also, okay, this is going to sound a bit, you guys, okay, you guys should not cancel me, right? But for somebody that had the mental health problems that King George had, when did they have time to be doing all that for people? Okay, like, when did they have time to make 15 children? Like, somebody that would be focusing on his health.
Did you see? He wasn't mad on even days. His madness left him.
It's an even day.
He said my madness can hold for now. But yeah, I think it was very interesting. Obviously, the actors in Queen Charlotte, 10 out of 10 for those guys. They played those roles great. I think it's also kind of insane how the young Queen Charlotte and the old Queen Charlotte, like, they definitely got people that are not like twins, but they did look similar. That'd be like, oh yeah, that's Queen Charlotte. Like, that makes sense. But yeah, I think there's
something though. It was good, but like, this is my least favorite Bridgerton season, TVH.
Oh, Father Bernard. I don't know.
I feel like, because most people, their favorite is two, then three, then one, because people keep saying Simon and Daphne gave us nothing. However, my controversial opinion is that one is my favorite season, because
now,
the
one is my favorite.
Hastings,
Duke of Hastings gave us everything and a half.
Yeah, mine is, my order is 1, 2, 3, personally.
Mine is 1, 3, 2. I just, for me, Kate and Anthony's season was okay, but I just didn't like how, like, their whole season and their whole love match was based on the, it was at the expense of someone else. Like, Kate was in London to find a match anyways. Why didn't Anthony just... Anthony was pursuing women, and he was pursuing the... What's that girl's name? The opera singer. Like, just go after what you want, my guy. Like, who's fighting you? But yeah, also, they were like, the reason why the Queen has so many dogs today, like, in Bridgerton times, is because George kept forgetting he was giving her dogs. So he would keep... But yeah, one thing Bridgerton is going to do is have a love declaration. They always do that. And they always, I always feel bad for the men in relationships because they just suffer. Because they'll be, my man is asking me, have you eaten? Not, my heart calls out for you. I cannot breathe when you're near. But yeah, I want to love
you. Yes, I cannot, I burn for you.
I burn. Ah, that was
who
the
is burning for me right now?
Mine is like, Kate and Anthony's season was but Anthony's saying you're the bane of my existence and the object of all my desires. Mm-mm. Unmatched. 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 Yeah, still speaking about Netflix. Innocence. Young, Famous, and African. I feel like one thing they need to address is they should change the name of that show. African, check. Young, X. Famous X, because no shade to Annie and Two-Face, yeah, but like, I think by today's standards, if they got us Tacha, Mercy Eke, Big Brother people, I would have understood. But like, anybody give
Timini Egusa, he would have been fantastic on that show.
Who?
Timini.
Timini Egusa would have been great. But yeah,
and I just feel like even the people from the other shows, like when the show first came out, even to be honest, like Annie and Dibia, I'd never really heard of her. I didn't really know that had Two-Face, they had a tumultuous marriage. I didn't know
their marriage has forever been tumultuous. Innocent is very guilty.
Don't kill me. But yeah, so I didn't even know her. I did not know Swanky Jerry. The only name that was kind of familiar. Okay, so for Annie and Dibia's name was kind of familiar, but the only other name that was kind of familiar was Diamond Platnumz. And honestly, I almost forgot the show existed. So when I heard it was coming back, I was like, oh, that's nice. But I was also shocked to find myself watching it. This season, again, light, this one will not be too crazy because Chidi hasn't watched it, but just light spoilers. This season, there was so much more drama than last season. However, some of the drama just felt orchestrated. Like, also, there's some new people. There's this Ghanaian singer, Fantana.
I know that one. I've seen the beef on TikTok.
Fantana and Diamond did try to do a little thing, and the first few seasons and episodes, Fantana was like, "I'm a city girl. I have four other boyfriends. I have four other people that I'm messing with." Then it's all that Diamond has a girlfriend. No, he doesn't. Then she's now said because he was on tour. She's not sending voice notes. And there's still lots of things we need to talk about. Is that not something that is whipped? When he now came, she asked if he had a girlfriend. He said no. She said, "Okay, I believe you." When there's pictures on social media, that's how you know that your momo button has been held.
Yeah, I think the one clip I saw that kept resurfacing, well, I guess the two clips was Two-Face at the dinner table basically saying a man can love a woman to death, but if he
But
wants to
still want
fuck,
to fuck, yeah.
look, I said wonderful. And then Annie like had a, it was like one of those like cut scenes, and it was a confessional, and she was kind of speaking about like how everyone should leave her marriage alone, that they want us, that she wants to hear innocent has done this, innocent has done that. I'm like, babe,
No,
they're
she's
fighting.
crazy. They were all sat at a dinner table. And Two-Face starts talking about how, like, this is just the way men are. Like, you can love a woman to death, but if his dick says they want to fuck, then they want to fuck. He has to sort that shit out. And somebody asked him, like, is this how you feel? Or are you saying this is just men in general? After questioning him for a bit, Annie gets up and says she's uncomfortable. Then she comes in the confessional saying they're disrespecting her marriage and her husband. Sorry, your husband said it with his own mouth. Nobody said that.
I think the wildest thing about that whole like Annie Davia thing, because someone was shedding a bit of light on it, because the Nigerians that know were shedding a bit of light on it, and they were like, Two-Face was 20 something and he
He was
pursued Annie
24, she was 15.
15.
And then obviously he was Two-Faced. He was like, oh my God. Guys, I don't know if you guys
Like her
know that.
logic, she was like, even when she was saying it, like, I understand if it was our OBO 30 billion. Like, yeah, Davido has what, three baby mamas, but Chioma is the only one he's married. Like, Annie was like, Two-Face has actively cheated on Annie while they were married. And Annie was like, he only has five other kids from three other women. I was like, do you hear
Yes,
yourself?
yes, 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 yes. She was like, oh, you guys make it seem as if he's just be having babies, 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 babies. But actually, he's only two other women and five other kids.
Is that not someone popping baby, 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 babies? And apparently none of the kids get along. I've heard that. Apparently, that's
Don't
why Perro's kids don't really like Annie Dibia's kids.
kill me. I've heard that Annie DBS kids are a bit wild, though.
Yeah,
Because
I've heard.
apparently, their parents are not really around like that.
Well, they are young, famous, and African. Anyways, also in the Nige realm, Hilda Bassey.
You guys, don't tell me that Nigerian women can't do anything.
Her period.
This
Hilda
woman said,
one, Hilda two, Hilda three.
this woman said, I'm gonna break a record. Okay,
She broke it.
longest cooking time, 88 hours. She said, 88 hours, that's no. I need to make sure that the next person that tries this can't beat me. She said she's gonna do 96 hours. Okay.
She hit
Ooh.
96. They said round it
She
up.
hit 96. She said,
Okay.
I'm round up. She gave us 100 hours standing on her feet. I think she was only allowed like a 30-minute break every 4 hours or something like that.
She was allowed 5 minutes every hour. So in 12 hours, she only had a 1 hour break.
That is crazy, dog.
Well, I like how it was like very community friendly. So people were coming, there was
They
music.
were giving people food. And that's
Yeah.
one thing of like Nigerians are so supportive because everyone was out there, even me from Leicester, go Hilda, go Hilda, go.
Hilda,
And
go,
also like, but this is another example of Nigerians. Sometimes we take it too far and we just be dragging on the internet for no reason. The old record holder, people were going to comment, comments. You will never be as great as Hilda.
Hilda.
You'll food is not even sweet. Like, why are Nigerians like this? The woman even went on social media to say, I'm congratulating her. I'm not congratulating her, but like, I'm rooting for her. I want her to be safe. Yeah. People are still insulting her.
But yeah, right. Shout out Hilda, because like the lady that the previous record holder, I said, bear in mind, I said previous because Hilda has that record. You can't tell me. The previous record holder, she did how many? 86, I guess. And she only made sandwiches, but Hilda has given us pasta, seafood okra, egusi, akara in the morning. Hilda has given us meals. But shout out to her team as well, because all her friends were there. Her assistant chef was there the whole time. You know, they were holding her up because it couldn't have been easy. And apparently she was on her period during the whole thing. So,
what a woman. I heard she was on her period. And I heard that, like, obviously so much planning had to go into it. First of all, the infrastructure to be able to hold the number of people that came. But apparently she also, like, for, like, the few months before, she was, you know, getting her fitness up. Do you get? Because it's a lot for 4 days. How many hours is she... Wishing her. Wow. But yeah, she's a superwoman, Sha, and I'm really proud of her. And also, she's a baddie. Because
yes, she's hot.
Some Nigerian men were thinking that, oh, that because she decides she wants to cook, that, you know, she's a model wife. You know, bro.
Nigerian men will forever
she's
be
a baddie and she's a city girl. So let's all be real.
She has a boyfriend, but yeah, she's a city girl in spirit. Yeah, just speaking about Niger in general. So by the time we're recording this, it is Monday the 29th and off. And they have just inaugurated a new government, I guess. So Sanwo-Olu was inaugurated in Lagos, and Bats was inaugurated.
Big boo.
Yeah, I don't, and you know, just to like, I think a lot of people are like, at this point, yes, we are tired, we do want change, but I think Nigeria is just tired. Like, and I think Bashir, and I think it just showed when Bashir posted a picture of Buhari leaving Aso Rock or whatever the fuck, and he was like, oh, the end, full stop. And someone said, he came. He saw and he destroyed. Buhari has put us through 8 years of hell.
Guys, when Buhari joined this government, I was 13.
Whoa!
Yeah. I'm now 21, going on 22.
Buhari put us through 8 years of hell. The dollar to the naira is 760 naira. There's insecurity. There's fuel subsidy. Hey, God. You guys can't see me and Anu now, but the way we just put our hands on our heads. And I think everyone's like, oh, yeah, you're just like, you know, getting on the bandwagon of the problems. But you guys, you feel those problems. Like, you feel, because I remember 2019 Christmas, and I always use this example. There were always like police, like little police checkpoints when you were coming back from motives. And it was like, oh, no big deal. Like, you go past the checkpoint. When we got stopped 2 years ago, the way all of us were shitting ourselves, the Agbero left everybody's body by force. And I think that just shows, like, are you, God. Nah, he put us through. And, you know, to make matters even worse, Buhari he released a statement that I think said, oh, I'm happy to go back. Herding cattle and sheep is going to be easier than, like, helping the Nigerian people. I was like, this is a president. Even Trump didn't show America this shiggy.
This kind of shiggy, genius.
Trump did not show us this shiggy. And now, but, he couldn't walk by himself. Did you know, there was always somebody who was, hey, God almighty. We can only pray and hope, because we can't go through another 8 years of this nonsense.
And in another 8 years now, I'll be what, 30? Ha! Father Lord, I don't like living in a cold country. Please, I want to go back to where I came from.
Yeah, like, I know for a while, like, when people ask me, they're like, oh, what do you want to do after you get your degree and everything? I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to work in America, but, like, I want to go back to Africa, like, you know, do up apartment buildings, you know, like just make Nigeria like a better place architecturally. And now, if you ask me now, I'm like, oh, go back. Who? Me? I never. Ah, 8 years of shaky. Anyways,
It's well, guys.
as you guys can see, we've definitely caught you up on some of the things that have happened while we were gone, and we will be catching you up on some more of the things that have happened because the internet is a wild place and shit is happening every other day. But
And I'm
yeah.
seeing Beyonce on Thursday, so don't worry, guys.
Yeah,
The next episode
guys.
is gonna be filled with tea.
I love that for you. But yeah, yeah, essentially we're just chilling, killing. Like we'll be back. Care package is here. You guys have to bear with us because you know there's a lot going on in our lives. So episodes maybe like they will be here, but just
Here and
patient.
there, sure. Here and
Yeah,
there.
here and there. But yeah, that's all we have for you guys. This episode of the care package 93, hashtag road to 100. Also, I think something we also spoke about when we're like talking about this episode is this episode has seen us through our whole college careers.
Which is
Like when
crazy.
we started this, we're freshmen and we're now grads. Like
That's cute.
big up grads. Like when we started this episode, I had not filed taxes ever in my life. Now I'm a double income household. Guys,
A dink. A
we
solo dink.
adulting. But yeah, guys. See you next time. You know the vibes. Instagram and Twitter at the Care Package Pod, Care Package Pod, and TikTok at
At
the.
the Care Package Pod. Till next time, bye-bye.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.